Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, certified public accountant, certified coach, and the host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I want to welcome you to the third episode of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for these individuals when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed in not only your professional life, but your personal life as well. Have you ever found yourself thinking that you're not doing enough? In today's podcast episode, I'm talking about how you can find out if you are doing enough and why you're always feeling like you're behind. You'll learn how to know if you are doing enough, as well as how you can start getting more done each day. You'll also learn how you can feel good about the work that you're doing and trust yourself that you'll get things done and feel confident in your decisions. I hear so often from the clients that I work with how they don't feel like they get enough done in their professional lives and how that impacts how they feel about how much is enough in their personal life as well. So much of our lives cross over from our professional and personal lives that it's no wonder if you're feeling this way in one area of your life, you'll probably see it in other areas as well. Are you ready to start feeling like you're doing enough? Let's dive in. Do you find that you're always feeling like you're behind? Do you have a list of things to do that never seems to get any shorter because you consistently have to add more to it every day? Have you ever found yourself saying that you can never get enough done? I hear this from the clients that I work with so often. So I want to ask you, how do you know if you're doing enough? If you're working 8 hours a day in your job, do you feel like you're doing enough? What if you are working 10, 12, or even more hours each day? Does this help you feel like you're doing enough? Think about your busiest season. Could you work 24 hours each day and still feel like you aren't getting enough work done for that day? I want to tell you that working so many hours is not sustainable and will probably take a toll on your health as well. So, is there a magic number of hours you need to work to feel like you're doing enough? Probably not. The question of whether I am doing enough isn't based on the amount of time spent on a project. When you're thinking about your professional life, what if I asked you right now, are you doing enough? I'm guessing that most of you are going to say no, that you don't feel like you're doing enough. If you think back to yesterday, did you feel like you did enough? As you're leaving your office today, do you feel like you've done enough? Maybe you might not know exactly if you've done enough or not, and that leaves you feeling unsure. You might be hopeful that you did enough for the day, but then you look at your to-do list and you think again. I want to let you know that this isn't unusual, and you're definitely not alone in thinking this way. When you doubt yourself for not doing enough or are uncertain if you're doing enough or not, you'll often find that the results you originally hoped would be achieved are not being obtained. When this happens, you're probably overthinking, procrastinating, or even avoiding making decisions and taking action to move forward. When you tell yourself that you haven't done enough, what are other things that you tell yourself? Do you start criticizing yourself? Are you judging yourself? When you do this, you start to believe what you're telling yourself, and you truly become the person who does procrastinate, overthinks, and doesn't get enough done. You become the reality of your original thought that you're not getting enough done. I'm going to help you decide when you are doing enough, how you can ensure that you can get the things done that you want to get done, and how you can feel good about what you're doing. When you do this, you'll start to trust yourself that you'll get enough done every day and feel confident when you're finished for the day. If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I'm inviting you to sign up for my free private podcast where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private to hear about the solutions that I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.